Hi everybody, welcome back to that Eurovision site. As you already can see, we're in Yerevan and I have the luckiest opportunity to be talking to Nicholas Alves. Hopefully I pronounced that right.
Yeah, perfectly.
How are you, Nicholas?
Very excited, very happy.
Okay then, so because it's the first time I'm meeting you, let's do a quick icebreaker.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you, what is the one thing about yourself that not many people know about?
That's a tough question because I feel like I've given it all to the public. So I think I'd probably say that I love playing with Legos. I'm a big fan of Lego Harry Potter. So, yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't love Harry Potter at your age? I used to be a Harry Potter fan as well. Okay, then. So just to get to know you, outside of singing, what do you like doing most, like hobbies and stuff?
I like cooking, I like playing guitar, and yeah, mainly cooking. I find it very relaxing and very calming, cooking with my mum.
What's your favourite dish to cook?
Gnocchi.
Ooh, now you're making me hungry, and it's only 11 a.m. here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay then, so you were one of the first ones to be selected to participate in this year's competition. I just wanted to ask you, how does it feel to have the honour to be representing Portugal?
Well, yes, as you said, it's a great honour, and I'm extremely proud to be representing a whole entire country in a competition this size, this big. And in general, it makes me so happy because I arrived in Portugal 2019, and to know that in 3 years I'd be representing the country, so it's like I've made it. So yeah, I'm extremely happy.
Okay then, so you're here, you're representing Portugal with Anna 70, hopefully I've said the title right. Shane, from your own perspective, can you who are not versed in Portuguese,
yep,
can you tell our viewers what the song is about?
So the song's message is to just be yourself, whether you have longer hair, whether your taste in music is different, just be yourself. You don't need to change who you are to please others. And if you are just yourself, others will appreciate you for who you are.
Okay, then. So looking at the song itself, Carolina, yes, was one of the songwriters who actually worked with on The Voice.
Yeah.
My question is to you, did you have any input on the creative process with her on the song, or was it just completely her and she knew how she should write the song for you?
Well, working with Carolina, she always likes to give input to the person who she's writing the song with. But in terms of the writing the song itself, I didn't have any part of it. But I think she already knew me because she was my mentor in The Voice Kids. So I knew that the song, I just leave it to her and the song would turn out great. And so, yeah, it did.
Okay, then. So now that you're here, in your own personal perspective, what are your hopes going into this competition?
Well, like most people would say, to just have fun, make new friends, enjoy myself. Of course, if I win, if I don't, but if I win, it would be a nice plus, the icing to the cake, yeah? I would be extremely happy. But just participating in a competition this big is just, it's just an honour.
Yeah. So we're actually talking to you. You've actually had your first rehearsal.
Yeah.
So, and I know you can't tell anything else, and we will see this tomorrow. My question to you is, we've seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
How would you describe the performance in 3 words?
Well, I guess, can I add 3 words and a letter?
Yeah.
Very rock and roll. So yeah, that's
okay.
That's how I describe my performance.
Well, I mean, we rarely get rock in junior, so I'm pretty sure you'll stand out very well.
Hopefully.
Okay, so as we mentioned, you actually participated in The Voice.
Yeah.
Do you think you doing, the battle rounds, the blind audition, or anything from The Voice, do you think that helped you with what you're doing this time?
Definitely. It made me more prepared. I learned so much more and I learned how to work under pressure because there it's such a tight climate, you're always singing and rehearsing. So it made me manage how to sing in different times. And in general, Junior Eurovision is like The Voice Kids, but times 100, because everything is bigger, everything's so, it's all new to me, but in a way it's not. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Okay then, well, speaking about The Voice, because
you've
given us a lot of iconic performances, Out of the songs that you perform, do you have a favorite from the competition?
Yeah, well, I mean, the one that I put, like, I put a lot of work into all my performances, but my favorite one of all is Michael Jackson's They Don't Care About Us, because of the energy I was giving, the vibe that I was giving, and it's just one of my favorite songs of all time, so yeah.
Okay, then, well, I'm gonna have to look back because they're all iconic regardless. Okay, so moving on, let's talk a bit more about Eurovision. Have you watched either Junior or Eurovision itself?
Well, when I arrived to Portugal in 2019, because in England, I hadn't really heard of Eurovision and Junior Eurovision because I was about like 9 years old. But when I arrived, I started watching it, and it just mesmerized me because it's such a huge stage. And it was always a dream of mine to participate, so.
Do you have any songs which songs from the contest do I like? Or like, if you were to recommend a Eurovision song from another person that doesn't know about it? Yeah.
Well, I probably recommend to watch Spain, the UK, and France.
Okay. And now that you're here, and I've seen all over social media, I've actually been meeting up with the other participants who are in the same year as you. Have you made any friends with any of them or made conversations?
Yes, I've talked with a few of them now. France, Spain, Italy, and Ireland.
Okay then, well, hopefully friendship flourishes after the competition. Exactly. Okay then, so as we head on to Sunday, how would you, for the people who are like only seeing the performance for the first time, what should they expect from you?
I don't know really. I just think they should expect for me to give a good show, because that's what I like to do, and to just have fun during my performance and enjoy themselves.
Okay then, well, finally, I should say thank you so much for your time, Nicholas. Wish you the very best of luck. But before we go, can I just ask you to give one final message to our viewers at that Eurovision site?
Yeah. If you like my song, I thank you all for the care and support that I've received, and make sure to vote for my song Uncertainta this Friday. So, yeah.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.